This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly a decade after the Gold King mine spill near Silverton, some residents and businesses still haven't received compensation. CPR's Haley May reports that a new bill from Colorado senators could change that.
The spill's fallout was devastating for tourism and farming in southern Colorado and beyond. 3 million gallons of acidic waste polluted major watersheds, requiring years of cleanup work. The bill Senators Hickenlooper and Bennett introduced Wednesday would let the EPA make additional payouts for injury, lost business income, crops, and expenses tied to livestock. Matt Salka is the chair for the La Plata County Board of Commissioners.
We took a huge hit here in the county and in the city of Durango when we're not able to use our fishing industry, our rafting industry. So this will really benefit a lot of those businesses that have been impacted.
Salka is hopeful the bill will be signed ahead of the spill's 10th anniversary next August. Haley May, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District may trim one of its programs for disabled riders because it's turned out to be too popular. The Access on Demand program subsidized about 60,000 Uber and taxi rides last month. Charles Davis is blind and uses the program. He says it's much faster than riding buses and trains.
For me to bring my son to daycare and to then go on to work, it would probably take me about an hour and 45 minutes, where it's at most a 20-minute car ride. It has been hugely transformative, has changed my life in such a positive way.
RTD says costs have jumped to more than $1 million a month. It says any changes would take effect next year. The Pentagon is announcing more than $16 million in infrastructure grants for projects at Colorado Springs military installations. Close to $11 million will go toward updating the north entrance gate at Peterson Space Force Base. A little more than $5 million will help remove several miles of overhead power lines at the Air Force Academy campus. Placing new power lines underground will help make the Academy's power supply more reliable. This is CPR News.